This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
In my opinion, there are two different ways that you can look at the Jack Caglione move. One move is very, very positive. One move is a little bit pessimistic. Let's talk about both of them. The optimism, the hopeful one, the positive way to look at this is Jack Caglione was too good for minor league baseball. We have enough evidence, enough data points. We're talking about a guy who spent less than 2 weeks down in the minors. He played 12 games. He hit 320. He had an on-base percentage of 370. We're talking about a guy that was slugging 723. He hit 6 home runs in 12 games down in the minors. I think the Royals very easily could have given Jack Caglione an extra 100, an extra 150 at-bats when it came to the minor leagues. It was not going to matter. If you are simply keeping him down here to wait for him to fail to see how he can turn things around, well, I want to see how he deals with failure. I don't know if he was going to fail at the minor league level. We are talking about a player that so far in his baseball career has made everything look very easy. You got to be a really good baseball player to get a scholarship to the University of Florida. You then go to Florida, you dominate, you're a top 10 pick in the baseball draft. And you spend less than a year in minor league baseball. You dominated AA. They then moved you up to AAA, thinking that it was going to be a little bit different, a higher degree of difficulty. You hit 320. You hit 6 home runs in 12 games and had 10 RBIs. You were a beast down in the minor league level. I think the Royals were constantly monitoring Jack Caglione's progress and were asking questions. And I think they came to the realization, I'm not sure if being down in Northwest Arkansas or being down in Omaha is the best for his development anymore. I don't think those pitchers can get him out. I think he was going to consistently beat around minor league pitching. And the only way to know if he can swim is to throw him into the deep end here in the majors. And that is a chance that we are willing to take. This timeline has moved and moved and moved. And not just because of the Royals offense, and we'll talk about that here coming up momentarily. It is moved because Jack Caglione has been one of the best prospects in all of baseball. And this is what you do. We mentioned this a couple of weeks ago when the Texas Rangers did almost the exact same thing with one of their top prospects. If you got a guy at the minor league level that has shown the ability that Jack Caglione has shown at this stage in his career, it's time. So that's number one. It was time, and we were ready to quit having the conversation, and it was time to take the next step of his career, of this organization's next step, and bring him up to the majors. That's the positive side of it. I think Jack Caglione was too good for minor league baseball, and they realized it this weekend and didn't want anything else to do with it. Bring him up here. Number two is the Royals pressed the panic button this weekend. There's no other way to look at it than the Royals pressed the panic button this weekend. I think the Royals saw a team come in here that they think they're pretty close to. And I think for the most part, they actually played pretty close to the Detroit Tigers. One team has an offense that they could win the World Series. The other team has an offense that they could miss the playoffs. The pitching is comparable, defensively comparable. There is not a wide gap between the Royals and the Detroit Tigers. The gap is the offense. And the Royals, for back-to-back days, completely squandered two great pitching performances. Squandered both of them. And I think the Royals had to be honest with themselves. They have done everything the last 2 weeks to try to get something going with this offense. They have pressed just about every button. You guys were tired of MJ Melendez. They got him out of here. You guys were tired of Hunter Renfroe. They got him out of here. You guys didn't want this person anymore. They made that move. You wanted them to call up this person, John Rave. You wanted them to call up Nick Lofton. Every move that Royals Twitter or the text line has suggested in the last 30 days, the Royals have heard you and they have done it. There was only one more button to press. Help is no longer on the way. Help is here now in Jack Caglione, and this is going to be their offense for the next 6 weeks. Now, maybe they do something with Michael Massey. I think that was what most people expected the move to be over Blanco, that Massey was going to be the one sent down. The Royals decided to go in a different direction. But that is the last piece of fat. That's the last dead weight that you think the Royals can potentially trim to try to get this offense going. It is very obvious that the Royals looked at Memorial Day and they looked at June 1 as a real sort of temperature check to where their offense is. And their offense is bad. Their offense is, I'm not even counting the Colorado Rockies in this conversation because I'm not sure if the Rockies are better than the Storm Chasers. I'm not completely convinced that the Rockies are better than the Durham Bulls. They're that bad. They're 9-50. So let's remove them from any conversation. The Royals might have the worst offense in Major League Baseball. They have the worst power, and it's not even close between them and everybody else when we're talking about home runs. The Royals hit the panic button. Their offense is a problem. We are drowning here, and we need to give ourselves some kind of life preserver, at least to hold us until there's some movement when it comes to the deadline and our ability to pick up somebody else that can give us a little bit of protection in this lineup. And they press the button. So I'm excited that Jack Caglione is here. I imagine that you guys are really excited that Jack Caglione is here. Next Tuesday at Kauffman Stadium is going to be one of the more anticipated regular season games that they've had in quite some time. But let's be clear here. This was a two-pronged approach. Number one, Jack Caglione absolutely deserved this. I don't think that they rushed him. I think they looked at his offensive production, and I don't know if another 50 ABs, I don't know if another 100 ABs was going to tell us anything that we don't know. The kid has major league power right now. I was talking to somebody earlier today, and he was comparing his Deadpool ability. They think he's already top five in baseball. We're talking about of all the players, just ability, just raw power. They think he's already top five in baseball if we're measuring it off that. So from a on-the-field perspective, I think Caglione has absolutely deserved this. I also don't want to pretend that we didn't see this weekend what we saw with the big league club. Their offense is drowning, and they pressed the only button that they could do to potentially save them, which is to call him up. So we'll see where he's going to play in the field tomorrow. I imagine he's going to play right field. We'll also see where he's going to hit in this lineup. And they are now committed to giving him the at-bats necessary to help you every day with the big league club. And maybe he swims, maybe he sinks, but you are done moving deck chairs around to try to save this offense. This is the team. It's Jonathan India. It is Mikel Garcia. It's Bobby Witt Jr. It's Vinny Pasquantino. It's Salvador Perez. It's Jack Caglione. This is the team for at least the next 6 weeks, and we'll see if this is the nucleus that can potentially help turn this offense around. Coming up on the other side, we'll be joined by J.J. Cooper, the managing editor of Baseball America. We've got you covered. The top story, Jack Caglione, the Royals' top prospect, has been called up. He will make his major league debut tomorrow in St. Louis here on 96.5 The Fan. Keep it locked in right here. So drive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.